you're reaching out to touch any of our brothers and sisters on this unique planet.
And what do you call this box here?
That's, says Dell.
Yeah, well, I know that's what it says on it, but what do you call it?
I call it the Beast.
The Beast! Why do you call it the Beast?
Because it is always daring me to try something new, but it's quickly to tell me I'm wrong. Very quickly it says you're wrong.
It is. It's amazing so many mysteries can be in such a small box.
But that is amazing. It's almost as exciting as what's happened in the growing plants we played with all last month.
Exactly, yeah.
The plants keep reaching up to the sun, and this keeps reaching out to bring the world together.
You know, it's almost like the exact opposite. Like that bulb that you grew, there's one specific thing that it does.
Yeah.
And it has one purpose, and it's perfect, and there's almost... You almost have to get out of the way and just let it happen, because there's only one thing that can happen. Whereas a computer, there's infinite things that can happen, which is why it gets so confusing and so complicated. It's kind of one reason why gardening is so peaceful and computers are so frustrating.
But the fact that my face changes every few seconds, that means that some thought or some piece of energy has gone around the world?
That's right.
That's amazing.
That's right. It's our images.
Well, I wish someone from a long way off would say, yeah, I heard you. You touch me. Oh, I remember the story in radio. A man was a sheep herder, and he had a violin, and he got out of tune. And so he wrote a postcard to KHJ in Los Angeles. He said, I'm alone out here with my sheep, and my violin is out of tune. Would you sound, I think it's an A, and I want to tune my violin so I can be able to continue to play.
Really?
Now, that was many years ago when I was in, if Radio Slim Finger can reach out and,
Wow. Well, that's very similar to what the kind of things that we're trying to do.
That's what it is.
I remember a year or two, someone... So, Four Stroke Kid, where are you? You just said that you heard us and you touched us. Where are you receiving our energy from, physically? I was going to say that a year ago, I went to a party, and they had a system like this set up, like a home computer with a broadcaster, and they had and a webcam.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked in the party, there was music playing, and then I heard the DJ that was playing the music said, "Hey, welcome Halcyon. Halcyon has showed up at the party, and now this next song goes out to him." And he started playing music, and I looked around, and I said, "Where's the DJ?" And the people said, "He's in San Francisco, but
he's
watching us on webcam, and he's playing music for the party."
Now that's what this is known as, webcam.
Webcam. That's what this is.
What does that really mean? Tell us. Can you simplify and say, define web?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Something.
Well, the web is there's computers. There's millions of computers all over the world.
Yes.
Right. Our energy, our images, and our words can connect to all of those.
Yes.
So if you look at those millions of computers, and you imagine the lines drawn between all of them,
yes,
it creates a web.
Very in. And cam, what does that mean?
Camera.
Oh, the camera. Oh, how wonderful to let my eyes touch your eyes.
Yeah.
Right ahead. I'm
and so this this gentleman said that he's listening from Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach.
Up the coast.
I know where that is.
And
I used to go down there and I used to take a surfboard down in my childhood and always had tar on my feet. And I made my surfboard out of wood and had a place around my stomach. It's about 6 feet, 4 feet long at the most.
Really?
And we'd take it down, and then we got home, we'd wash our feet, get all the, with gasoline, to get all the tar off of our feet. Huntington Beach. 1926, 1927, 1928.
I think when they say locals only, you qualify. So, let's see. Martha in Sarasota is listening, as well as someone in Fort Lauderdale in Florida.
Across the continent.
So just as their words are coming to us from across the world, that's one of the little lines on the web. Our words and our images are going to them across those lines on the web.
Oh, that's amazing. That's just I never thought I would live to see a thing like this happen.
It's miraculous.
You see, I grew up in a little farm community, and you phoned by, there's a line going from farmhouse to farmhouse, and you did two longs and a short, and that was asking for a certain neighbor down the road, but all the neighbors could tune in and listen. Everyone heard the others. So it was
a community.
Wow. And two longs and a short, that's what we did on the phones.
Makes it tough to gossip.
Everyone gossips. Well, this is the same way. Everybody knows.
That's
life
right.
becomes very transparent.
So Larcam, who has made Global Net Village, where we're chatting right now, he's now listening and online. So if we wanted to say something about him, we'd have to be careful because everyone can hear.
Just be like, very careful.
Just like in the old farm community.
Well, say a word about your pink hair and Natasha's pink hair today. That's interesting. I love this pink color.
Well, it's always fun coming to eat here at Wesley Palms because the average age is probably
84.
Is it 84?
Mm-hmm.
84. And so it was always a kick when I used to come with my pink hair. But now that when I come with Tassie and there's a whole ocean of pink that comes
through. The older people just eyes boggle.
Yeah.
And later they say, what have they done to their hair? And I say, they're unique. Unique. And the hair is a place in which you can emblazon it and embellish it and make it more significant.
Yeah. We had an appointment earlier today, and the person that saw us, they were asking us, and they said, you know, sometimes I find that, like, people with lots of tattoos and things like that, they do it as a way to kind of push people away a little bit. And they asked us if we did the same thing. And I said, I think quite the opposite. Like, so many people approach us because of the pink hair, like especially children.
Yes.
And so it's almost, if we had black hair, I think, or if that would be kind of a way of saying stay away.
Yeah.
But the pink hair is kind of like,
oh, it is.
It's like a flower saying, come on in, birds and bees,
come
play with us.
I love pink and I love purple. They're my favorite colors.
I have a video from years ago at the Real House, and you were saying, oh, I love pink. And that was way before I had pink hair.
Good.
So since it is now approaching quarter past, and it's always a good time for a hug, let's go towards Hug Nation. And if it's your first time here today, I will just give you a brief introduction at what Hug Nation is all about. Hug Nation is the idea that it doesn't really matter where your feet are at, it matters where your head is at. And all of us in the chat room here, Swanked and Four Stroke and Lar, and I think Hia is here, and I think Dominique is listening, and Dawn, and several others, that we are all those people are all physically all over the globe, and yet spiritually and mentally we are joined in a
thought
place.
Thought to thought.
And so as we communicate in this moment right now, we are sharing an experience. And so we recognize that miracle of being able to connect with people, and then we extend that, and we visualize the people that we've seen all day long. We visualize the people we have encountered all week. We can visualize the people that we've seen on the news, the people that we know are across the city and across the country and across the world. And we imagine that they too are in this exact same space as all these people. And we imagine that those people too can feel that are in this magical place that we have just created in our minds, but truly does exist.
We are family.
And we reach out our arms. Let's grab ourselves. Let's grab ourselves by the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And as you feel your arms grasp your shoulders, imagine that you are grasping the shoulders of the global family.
Mm. The village family.
The global net village. You're grasping and
we are one. If we could only get related.
And so those arms that you feel holding your shoulders are the arms of me and Caleb and Tassie and all the people in the chat room and all the people that are out there in the world that would much rather hug you than hurt you. And as the world is declaring war on this and that, and people are frustrated and tired and scared and hungry, we squeeze those shoulders we send that hug out through that web to all the people out there that are in dark places, and we squeeze and shine light, and we send love, and we feel that love. We try to raise the love level just a little bit once a week at 1 o'clock.
And thank you, my brother and sister.
So thank you so much for joining us. This is a highlight of my week. I get to see my grandpa, and I get to connect with all of you beautiful people. And if this is your first time here, I hope you felt it. And if this is a return to Hug Nation, I hope that you set up shop
I won't
pitch
be here
a tent
next
here.
Week though.
Right.
My oldest number one son is taking me to Washington, D.C.
So we will skip next week, and the week after that, actually, I'm going to be in Austin,
Texas.
So we'll try to broadcast from South by Southwest Festival, but keep looking onto the Hug Nation website, and we'll try to have news. We love you. Happy Hug Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Peace to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.